Before I ever start working with a client, I look at what's happening behind the scenes with their podcast. And then from there, I plan out their episodes for them so that they are not just putting content out to have an episode go out, but that they are episodes leading people towards their offers. And obviously, I can't do that for everyone. But what I did want to do is give you a way to step back and look at your own podcast episodes in the same way. So I created a free podcast episode planner, which helps you see your episodes laid out as a whole, and you can tell whether or not these episodes are working together, which should be leading to your offers. So if that interests you, you can grab the planner along with a little bonus in the description below this episode, or you can go to allisonnich.com/planner. If your business is generating revenue, which we all hope it is, and you already have clients and a proven offer that works, then your podcast should be performing at the same level. And by performing, I mean seeing the ROI of clients and sales and leads, email subscribers, all the things, any and all the things. Podcasts that are performing are from businesses that are not treating it like just another piece of content that they have to publish. That's just one more thing on your to-do list. We don't need that. We need to treat it like the foundation of your marketing, a leverage asset bringing in revenue. It's helping our business. It's bringing in revenue. Every episode compounds your authority. It nurtures. It brings, you know, demand to your offers. And it's quietly moving those listeners towards making a decision to work with you or buy your product or whatever that might be for your business. So today I want to talk about what that means and why shifting this from just being content to this whole positioning of the ecosystem, why that's going to change everything that you do with your podcast. If you're new here, welcome to Podcast First Marketing. I'm Allison Nitsch. I'm here to help you turn your podcast into your most powerful marketing tool, one that will bring you email subscribers, client sales, everything you want for your business without having to be everywhere. I help you focus on your podcast and everything else just comes with it. And I've noticed something very interesting. Big name podcasters, they're always dropping how many downloads they have, or they're pretty much using that to say that they're a big deal. But what are those downloads really doing for them? I mean, probably getting them sponsors, which that's okay if that's what they want, if they're paying them for that. But do they love having to keep up with what they're told to say? Who knows? Do they really love the sponsors they have? I don't know. I've only had one client that's worked with sponsors, and it was very, in my opinion, hard for them to constantly just have to do what the sponsor wanted. So I don't focus on sponsors. I focus on you selling your own offers. And what's even more interesting is that business owners who see the real ROI from their podcasting, they're getting clients, their emails growing, they're making sales, they're getting leads, all of the things, they're not obsessing over the downloads. In fact, they very rarely, if ever, mention them. They're also not chasing the different trends on social media or constantly reinventing their content. They think about it differently. They view their podcast in the way they might view their website or a sales process or even their back-end systems. It's an asset to their business. It exists to support revenue. And once I started thinking that way about my own podcast, that's when things started to really shift for me. And I chose not to record more episodes in a month. I know I've talked about this before. And I started to treat my podcast as if it is going to sell for me, not just another piece of content that I have to post about, because I know a lot of people that I mean, some friends of mine have even stopped their podcast because they're like, I can't keep up with it. You know, I'm not seeing a result, but they're also focusing on Instagram. They're also focusing on their email. They're doing all the things. But when you focus on something as a whole ecosystem, that makes it a lot different. And so I wanted to use my podcast as the big ecosystem and not have it just sit as another thing on my to-do list. I rely on my podcast to support my business. So let's talk about content versus foundation and what the difference is between those two, because I was looking for a word that would really explain or describe something that's more than content. So I came up with foundation. The word content just felt way too light because content could be for any platform. and content can actually feel like it's something you're just posting to Instagram, but the foundation is what everything else relies on. So it's doing the most load-bearing thing, I would say. The foundation is what allows the growth to happen without everything collapsing under pressure. So again, you can replace the roof of your house, but the foundation, I mean, you could, I guess, but not so much. You would have to tear down the whole house. So when I say businesses treat their podcast like the foundation, here's what I mean. They're not treating their podcast as something they need to keep up with. They're treating it like that is the marketing that their business sits on top of. Like that markets their business. A lot of podcasters I am seeing are operating in content mode. Content mode asks questions like, what should I talk about this week? Or what sounds helpful to my audience? Feels relevant right now. When you're thinking in the mode of it being the foundation, or we could also use the term ecosystem, you're thinking of more, what is this episode designed to do? How's it going to work for me? Where does this sit in my sales process, my sales funnel, the sales ecosystem? How does this move someone closer to making a decision to wanting to work with me? That's the difference from thinking of it as content versus like, this is the whole marketing part of my business. When you think of it all like that, content is just filling up space, which is, you know, what most do. They create an episode or have to talk about something just to have an episode go out. But when you're doing it as a part of a podcast first marketing system, the foundation, it's going to build the leverage, and leverage is what allows a business to scale without increasing your effort. This is why I talked about pretty recently about quietly selling. Your episode should be quietly selling for you. Everything else is kind of just a bonus. That doesn't mean you have to get rid of everything else. You can still have YouTube. You can still have Instagram. You can still have all the things. But when the podcast comes first, that is doing the most nurturing when your audience finds it. And we do talk about other things too. But here's what I want you to think about and why this matters. If you're still validating your offer, meaning you're still kind of testing ideas, then content might be enough for you. You're trying to just figure out what works. I get that. We all started there. My first podcast, that's what it was. So that's not to say that if that's what you're doing right now, that's anything bad. I mean, you have to start there. But if your business is already, let's say, quote unquote, working, you're making money with your business, you have the traction, you have the revenue, you have the solid offer, then your issue is usually it's not the amount of episodes that you have or what you've been talking about. It's your podcast might be producing some activity. I mean, people tell you they love your episodes, that they're listening all the time, but maybe they're not on your email list. They're not purchasing from you. And in that case, your podcast is not really producing that momentum that you're wanting. And this is where a lot of people give up. And we don't want to tolerate underperforming assets for very long. So we need to optimize it so that they do work. And that's where I come in. I'm going to help you do this. So let's talk about what treating your podcast like the foundation looks like. When a podcast is treated like the foundation or ecosystem, whatever you want to say, it has a defined role in your funnel, your client path, however you want to look at your sales funnel. Call it what you want, but it has to have a defined role. Your podcast should connect directly to your email growth. It should align with one core offer at a time. And I'll probably get into this more again in another episode, but having 5 or 6 different offers confuses your audience and they don't really know what they need. So I'm going to say that your podcast is aligning with one core offer at a time. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have like, you know, a bridge offer, or for like me, my core offer is my intensive, but I will also talk about my audit or my blog builder GPT, you know, anything like that. That's fine. You want to mention those things, but you want to have your podcast leading to one core offer. You want it supporting your authority. You want it to position you as an authority, that you are the expert in what you're talking about. And you want it to compound over time. We don't want it to just disappear into the feed because it was just kind of this like little extra episode. I mean, you can get listens to an episode years later, okay? But that Instagram post a year ago, no, not happening. We are not posting episodes just to be consistent. Consistency It's a term that gets thrown out there. You have to be consistent. Yes, but consistency is not what's going to do it for you. You have to have intention behind it. You have to know what your episodes are doing. And for some of you, this is the realization that happens that you need that alignment between your podcast and your offers. Maybe you're not talking about them enough. Maybe you're talking about them here and there. But probably what's most likely happening is you're talking about them in the wrong part of the buyer journey. We have to lead them to your offers. We can't just say, I have this, buy it. It's not going to work that way. So that's the deeper work that we do inside the podcast sales intensive. Here is, I want to kind of talk about the cost of, I guess more like the internal cost of not thinking about your podcast the way I'm trying to explain it. So let me just kind of paint the picture here of like these little costs, hidden costs of not thinking at a higher level, whether you are or not. That doesn't, I just want to kind of paint the picture here. So here's what happens when a revenue generating business treats its podcast just like more content. Like they just, I'm going to post this episode. It's up there. It's going out. It's what I want to talk about, whatever. Instead of treating it like it has a job, like for the foundation of their podcast, they're only worried about publishing that episode to have an episode. What that does is it keeps you busy, but you're not optimizing your podcast. You're publishing content, it's coming out, but you're not converting people to your offers. You're creating the episodes, you're creating the content, but it's not compounding into what you want it to. And eventually you start to question whether the podcast is even worth it. Has this happened to you? Do you know someone it's happened to? I have several people that I can think of, even past clients. And this happens far too often to so many great podcasters. They just need a bit of a tweak, but didn't give it enough time it deserved, or they didn't know that they needed to tweak it in any way. The podcast was great. It was just the whole system around it. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be walking you through what upgrading the foundation, all the things requires. Because if you want your podcast to have this leverage in your business, that means you have to identify the bottlenecks between your podcast and your business. What are you leaving out? Where are the leaks happening? Where are people dropping off? You must align your sales ecosystem to your podcast. How are your offers fitting in? Not just random, I've got this offer here, go buy it. We need to remove those revenue leaks. We need to find out what's happening so that your podcast can be bringing you in the revenue you want. And we want to build the systems that support your podcast. What works for one person is not going to work for the other. I was just talking to a client the other day, and I was like, what's working for this person who's teaching it this way probably won't work for you because you've got little kids at home. So we want to find what works for you and your business. And that's exactly what I do with my clients all the time. It's not just some cookie cutter way of doing podcasting. We work with how you run your life and your business. And at some point in your podcasting journey, you've probably thought this should be doing something more. This should be performing better. This should be bringing me clients. And you're probably right. So I want you to evaluate one thing. Are you treating your podcast like content, or are you treating it like the foundation, the ecosystem, the whole thing put together? Because that one distinction between those two determines how it's going to perform. Thinking differently about your podcast is step one, but designing it differently is going to be step two. I want you to come back because next week we're going to be talking about what those bottlenecks are that are happening in most podcast marketing systems and why most businesses are not finding them. They're misdiagnosing what the problem is. They think the problem is, I just need to have better episodes or I need better content. So come back to listen to that one. And until next time, keep creating episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. I will see you here next week. Wait, before you go, if you're at the point where you do not feel like having to keep up with your podcast, managing all of the pieces on your own, this is exactly what I help my clients with. So we plan your episodes each quarter so you know exactly what you're going to record, why you're recording it, and how they connect to your offers. Then once you send me your episodes, I take everything over from behind the scenes. Your podcast keeps running consistently without you having to stay on top of it. And you know that it is leading listeners towards working with you. If that is something that you want help with, visit the link in the description, or you can go to allisonnich.com/support. I am here to help you with anything you need to make podcasting simpler for you.